Hello, and welcome back to the Think the Phoenicians podcast. I'm here with my sister, Phoebe.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
So, we're going to Disneyland in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Phoebe, I did this with Esther last week, but what ride are you most scared for?
The Ferris wheel, because they're going to make me go on the swinging one.
We won't make you go on the swinging one. We won't make you go on the swinging one, but it would be better to go on the swinging one. And then what ride are you most excited for?
I don't know. I'm kind of excited for Tower of Terror or...
They don't have Tower of Terror.
Sorry. Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know what it's
Mission
called.
Mission Breakout, yeah.
Mission Breakout. Or... I don't know. Space Mountain. I like Space Mountain a lot.
I honestly think that the Space Mountain at Disneyland, it's a lot better than the one at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's more the track layout. There's nothing, like, wrong with, like, the cars. Like, I don't mind being, like, toboggan style, instead of, side by side. But I think the track is just better at Disneyland, personally.
Yeah.
Today, me and Phoebe are going to be talking about the top five attractions at Hollywood Studios. So we're going to start this new kind of segment, these new series, I should say, of where we talk about the top five at each of the Disney parks. So we'll actually be releasing a few next week. I think we're doing Disneyland and California Adventure. So stay tuned for that. Let's get started.
Okay, so number five, Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular.
So, the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular, it's one of the shows that you can find. It's kind of by Star Tours. There's like a big like billboard kind of, and it says Indiana Jones and stuff. It looks like a billboard, honestly. But that's where you can find it. And then you kind of like, you know, you like go and you like walk. You walk through like the kind of like a jungle kind of until you get to the auditorium. Mm-hmm. And then you sit down on like bleachers and all that stuff. It's covered and all that stuff, and there's like a big showpiece just in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like the temple scene where Indiana Jones is being chased by the boulder, and then they've got like the scenes where can't remember what city they go to, but they're fighting in the streets and all that stuff in that city.
Isn't there one?
There's also
airport.
Yeah, and at an airport with a car and a plane and all that stuff or something.
Yeah, I really love this show because it's super interactive with like the audience and. I don't know. It's just really cool.
Yeah, it's got to be one of my favorites. They have in the past where they will ask for volunteers and people would actually come up and you'd be doing stuff with them. I think it's fun because there's parts in it where you feel like it's like just like a recreation of the movie.
Yeah.
But then you realize, oh, it's just where you talk about like stunts and all that stuff from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's focuses more, I think it only focuses on the first movie. Like I said, there's the boulder scene that they do stuff with. They do that plane scene where they like fight, where Indiana Jones has to fight that guy in order to steal the plane. It fits well with the theme.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too. And I love it because like they don't have the Indiana Jones ride at Disney World. So like it's fun.
Yeah, you get a little piece of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular actually was in Disney World first before they made the attraction in Disneyland.
Didn't know that.
And it fits a lot with Hollywood Studios, what Hollywood Studios is about, like movie making and all that stuff. It's a great thing. So we're going to move on to number four, Toy Story Mania. So Toy Story Mania actually started over in Pixar Place, when, it opened and all that stuff. But, because of the new Toy Story Land that was built in Hollywood Studios, they didn't change show buildings for Toy Story Mania. They basically built Toy Story Land on the other side of the attraction. So they closed down the entrance for the attraction on that one side and opened it on the other side. So you're able to go through Toy Story Land, and it's still connect. It's still like they still have it, and they didn't have to move it, and it's still connect and it's connected to Toy Story Land, which it adds another great attraction to Toy Story Land.
Yeah, and it's like newer, like all of Toy Story Land's newer, but it's really cool to be in Toy Story Land because you feel like a toy. Like,
yeah. The queue is definitely better than the one at Disney World. I mean, Disneyland.
I don't really remember it, but
the one at Disneyland, it feels more like a boardwalk, which I guess that's kind of what it is.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, both do. Right. But Disney World, you actually go into Andy's room.
Oh yeah, I remember that now.
And it's got you. It's a huge show building, and you're. It's got like a wall that has like painted. Andy's bed, and it's huge, and all
there's
stuff.
Like giant pencils and like
yeah, there's
cards.
Giant stuff. Toy Story Land in general could just be one on this list. I just love Toy Story Land in general.
Yeah.
This is probably one of my favorite attractions here at Hollywood Studios. I love it a lot.
Number three, Rock and Roller Coaster.
So Rock and Roller Coaster, starring Aerosmith. So, people don't know who Aerosmith is. I have only listened to some of their songs because of Rock and Roller Coaster. I didn't know the band before then, and I certainly just don't just go listen to their songs. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should ever change Rock and Roller Coaster. I love it so much, but I think it could use a new band update where they use a new band.
Yeah.
And one of the bands I'm thinking of is Imagine Dragons, because a lot of people know it.
Yeah.
I just think that they need to just update the band with the times. They could totally do something with Imagine Dragons, and everyone will love it. Like, you could just
everyone's familiar with it.
Yeah, you could be listening to like Thunder while you're riding the attraction.
That'd be really cool.
So yeah, I don't think they need to just like change like any of the show pieces. They just need to kind of do the pre-show where you meet Aerosmith. They just need to do it into something that's
more
Imagine Dragons or more at the times. It doesn't have to be Imagine Dragons. It could be like One Direction or something like that. But like I said, Aerosmith, I don't know really who they are. I like their songs, like at least one song, which that's mostly because of it being at Disneyland and all that stuff. I mean, Disney World.
And Rock and Roller Coaster is like definitely one of my favorite rides. It's really fun. And I remember, like, outside of the building, there's, like, this car thing.
Yeah.
With, like, notes.
On the entrance of the show building and all that stuff, like, on that wall, there's, like, a huge guitar. And so it, like, kind of, like, stretches, and then it goes out into, like, this little thing with a pillar, and you got a car hanging upside down on it.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's the roller coaster is... like through is the guitar, the tracks are the guitar,
yeah,
all that stuff. Funny story. Phoebe one time, well, we went to Disney World, and Phoebe was like just slightly under the the height restriction, right? And so we went up and checked just to make sure. The cast member's like, oh, you can't ride on this. She's too small. She just needs a few more centimeters or inches or whatever it was. And so we actually went back. We stuffed socks in her shoes, in Phoebe's shoes.
Yeah.
We went back to a different cast member this time to actually, because I think we had fast passes. And so we were going to the standby line to see if she could ride. And then we would go back and see, and do the actual stuff. So she was able to get on through a little trickery. And that probably wasn't smart because they have height restrictions for a reason.
But it was like only a little tiny bit.
Yeah. Another great thing about this attraction is the queue.
I remember there's like a door with marbles in it.
Yeah, there's like a door with marbles in it. And so the queue is like you're actually going into a recording studio.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because it's a band and you're recording and all that stuff. So you go into the recording studio, and then
Like,
you do the pre-show. If you don't know what the pre-show is, just go look it up on like YouTube or something. Anyways, they basically tell you, oh, you're invited to this concert that we're doing. And so they have you go into a back alley where your super stretched limo will be waiting for you. So the car that you're in is a super stretched limo, like really long. So for number two, we have the Nighttime Spectacular at Hollywood Studios Fantasmic. So this had to make it on my list. I definitely think it should have been either number one or number two. But Fantasmic, one of my favorite shows, nighttime shows. It's just got such great music and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I remember my little brother would like dance to the music when he was younger. It was so cute.
And all this, I loved Sorcerer Mickey. In fact, one of the trips we went to Disney World, we got a chance to get, because it was during Christmas time, like right before Christmas, and we got a chance to get a ornament, and I chose a Sorcerer Mickey ornament, and to this day I still have it, and I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
But Sorcerer Mickey, he's awesome. I dressed up as him 1 year. It was awesome. I had the little hat and all that stuff and the red robe. But I just love the story of it. I think it's a great story. Like just going into Mickey's, like it just shows you that people can dream all these many different things and all that stuff. And
there's something with fire.
Yeah, there's like fire. There's like Maleficent as a dragon in there. So they just got such great show pieces. Sorry.
And it's like a classic show because it's been there for a while, I think.
Yeah, it's been there for a while. They also have one at Disneyland. They don't have the exact same like show scenes. They've updated both of them, so they're different. I don't know what's different, what they've updated differently about Fantasmic, because I haven't seen it in a while. But I just love it, anyways. Okay, on to number one.
Number one, Tower of Terror.
So Tower of Terror had to make it on this list. Either one or two. So you could either put Fantasmic or Tower of Terror wherever you want, but they're definitely the number one and two in Hollywood Studios. Tower of Terror, great queue. Love the queue. In fact, I think I love it more than the attraction itself.
Yeah, I know. It's really
cool. It's one of the coolest queues. If you haven't seen the queue, go look up a video. But they... Guess what they used for the cobwebs? They used actual, like, glue from hot glue guns, like the stringy stuff, and they basically just put it all over to make cobwebs. So it's not, they don't break as easy, like, they break, but, like, they don't break as easily and all that stuff. And, it's a great cue if you really feel like you're walking into an old abandoned hotel.
Yeah, isn't there something where they don't take care of, like, I don't know, like...
The dust?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's true. They don't like take care of dust or any of that because they actually want dust
to be,
on there. So I don't know if they've ever really cleaned it other than the stuff you walk on, kind of.
Because
there's some stuff that you'll walk on. It's like you probably want it not dusty, so you're not tracking it everywhere. But great attraction. I actually love the ride. I love how when you break off from like the little thing and you like actually like go through a floor kind of, and then you go into another elevator shaft. So that's awesome. I love that they used elevators because it's like such a great thing for specifically, specifically for a hotel.
And it's just a great ride. And I love on the ride when you like get to the top and then. The like window thing opens and you can just see like all of Disney World and you see like the Epcot ball and like all the landmark thingies, you know?
Yeah. I also love that so it's based off of the Twilight Zone series, and so they actually got the same person. I think it's Rod Sterling. I might be wrong. But they got the same person to narrate it as he does, then narrate the rest. They actually didn't, because Rod Serling had already died. So they actually took an episode and they kind of made it different, and they used technology and made it different.
That's cool. Yeah.
And so they were able to use technology to kind of like to change kind of some of his lines and all that stuff. And all that stuff. Yeah,
and in the ride, you're like riding with a bunch of people, right? And like, but like when they close the doors, there's like a bellhop. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
It like kind of like scrapes the door. I don't know. It's like so weird, but like.
I've never heard him scrape the door. I think you're thinking of something different.
But like he does something to scare you, I think.
No, he like kind of just tells you not all of you are going to make it back or something, or like. I don't know. I haven't been on for a while since 2019. Okay, so that's the end of our list, but we do have some honorable mentions, so we'll just switch back talking about some of our honorable mentions. So my first honorable mention will have to be Slinky Dog Dash in Toy Story Mania. In Toy Story Land.
Toy Story Mania.
So the story of Toy Story Land as a whole is you're going into actually Andy's backyard, and then when you go into Toy Story Mania, you're actually going inside the house. So you're out in the backyard. There's giant footprints everywhere. Like Andy's been playing and all that stuff out there, and so there's footprints, and you've got all these toys, and you're the size of Green Army Man. So what happened is Slinky was put basically onto a roller coaster, like a toy roller coaster. Andy put it on him on the actual like cars. Yeah. So you actually get in, and
you're in a
little Slinky car, and then Slinky's right on basically over you and all that stuff. So
yeah.
Slinky Dog Dash, I loved it so much. It's a great family coaster. Just like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is. It's not like too scary for a lot of kids, and then it's not like so boring
for
adults like Gadget Go Coaster is and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I love the queue too. They've got boxes of toys. They've got like the Slinky box and all that stuff. It's just a great attraction.
Okay. I'm trying to think of them. I don't know. Do you have any other?
I've got some view. I got a few.
Let me think for a second.
Okay. Another one. So, we're not really counting any of the Star Wars rides or Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway because we haven't been on them. And so it's kind of like, just because everybody's saying,
we'll go on the Star Wars ride.
Yeah, we'll go on the Star Wars ride in a few weeks at Disneyland. But it's kind of not like, basically, we're just caught. Basically, if we said any of those rides on our honorable mentions or the list, we would basically just be going off of everybody else's answers on how good it was. So we won't be talking about any of that, but I think this is the so I would kind of count this as, I don't know if you count this as an attraction, but there is like a little museum of Walt Disney. I can't remember what it's called. It's like One Man's Dream, I think. Pretty sure that's what it is. You go through different things of Walt Disney, how he made Disneyland and all that stuff. And so you go through all these little pieces of stuff. So like, I think he has like his desk or something, one of his first desks, one of his first school desks actually too. So I wouldn't count that. We could count that as attraction. It's not a ride and it's definitely not a show, but like you're walking through something. And so it's an attraction. I would count that. What about you, Phoebe? Do you have any others?
Is the Beauty and the Beast?
There's a Beauty and the Beast show.
I like the Beauty and the Beast show. It's like a pretty good show. I don't know, like it really, I cannot talk. But like, the show kind of interacts with you and just, I don't know, gets you entertained. It's a great place if you need to like take a break from walking around and stuff, because your legs do hurt after walking around.
Yeah.
So I like the Beauty and the Beast show, and I don't know.
And then my last one has to be Star Tours. I love Star Tours. Awesome.
I was gonna see it too.
Awesome ride. Love the music for it. In fact, it would have been on our list if one of these hadn't been on our list.
Yeah.
Because it was probably my my fifth favorite or something.
Yeah.
So it's my sixth favorite actually, but if one of these attractions didn't exist, it would probably be my fifth. But it's a great ride. I love it. It's very immersive. And so that's the end of our show today. Thank you, Phoebe, for coming back on. This is a pretty easy list to come up with.
Yeah.
Because there's not as much attractions, but as soon as we get to like Magic Kingdom and Disneyland Park, it's going to be a longer list. It's going to be a harder list to come up with. And more honorable mentions, all that stuff. And there's just so many great ones.
Yeah.
Go give us a review on Apple Podcasts and go visit our Instagram page by searching up the Incompetations Podcast on Instagram. Bye.